We have a little bit of time before lunch if there are any questions about one's practice. Any observations or reflections? Maybe some insight. Ah, I saw something for the first time. Could share that. Or questions, again, about the instructions, about what happened, how to practice. And should we use the microphone? Maybe at this point that might be helpful. Please, yeah.
I appreciated the encouragement to do a practice before you go into a difficult situation, but I find the one decompressing much more useful because sometimes if I quiet my mind or open my heart before I go into a difficult situation, mm-hmm. I kind of miss the armor. I feel much more vulnerable and it hurts me too much.
Yeah. Right, so I think my guidance wasn't so much on what to do going into a potentially difficult situation, but what to do if it comes up right here, right? And so I think I would, the guidance for going into a difficult situation would be complex. I think would be dependent on what's likely to happen, your resources, nature of the relationship, and so forth, yeah. So we want to, and maybe we'll get into that a little bit later if that's okay. But here, we'll be focusing a little bit more on difficult material that coming up here. The main guidance for it was if you can be mindful, explore it. What's it like? And then if you can't be mindful, if it's too much, do that which helps you come back to balance. And so we want to generally move away from being caught in it or having it be taking us into a difficult place. Yeah, thanks.
So I found the suggestion of like noticing thinking or feeling particularly helpful. When you suggested the last 3 minutes, for example, to track, what I became aware of was how quickly thoughts melt on each other.
Yeah.
And if I tried to note each one of those thoughts, I would get stuck in thinking about
right.
which one flowed from which one, what, why, all that stuff.
Right.
And just saying, thinking, thought, thought was very helpful, thank you.
Great. Yeah, good observation that really points to how all the tools we're using are valuable in some context and not so valuable in others. Right, they're all tools, right? And we want to see what's, and some of them are more useful for some of us and not so useful for others. So there's a great deal of trial and error and seeing what works for each of us as we go deeper in this practice. And that's to be very much respected. So here, when you can, sometimes the thoughts are happening slowly enough, so you can notice, oh, planning. Okay, and back to the breath, in, out. And then planning takes you away for 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Oh, planning. And then you come back to the breath. And then thought of lunch occurs. Hypothetical example. Okay. And you notice that and you think, maybe you give it a label, lunch or something, and go back. Sometimes when the mind is actually more quiet, you can notice thoughts happening quite rapidly. And then you can either just have a general comment, as I think you were doing, or general way of working with it, just to know that there's thinking occurring. And sometimes you can actually just track, okay, just almost like there were sounds occurring where you're noticing this sound, this, dot, 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 or something, some kind of rapidly you can notice thoughts. And then we would use another skillful means, maybe just the label of thinking, to be able to track it, right? That's what you were doing. So that's great. It's kind of your own, probably kind of natural adaptation, just to see what works with the situation, which is exactly, you know, exactly what we want to do. We want to, in a sense, become a contemplative artists, you know, who can kind of go with the flow and know what to do, what tool to use, how to modify it, and so forth. So, great comment. Yeah. Please in the back and then on the side. I saw in the back and then on the side.
I found that something especially valuable that you said about the word acceptance.
Yeah.
I've always had a little problem with.
Yeah.
You made the distinction between acceptance and moral acceptance.
Right.
And that was very, very helpful to me.
Yeah.
Especially in, because right now I'm especially so aware of all the chaos and
right.
pain in our world, and to deal with acceptance too is
yeah.
useful.
Yeah, very, very important distinction. I kind of got, I don't hear so many people being clear about that, the multiple meanings of acceptance. It was almost like imperative for me to get clear about that when in the context of working, you know, like doing training programs for people out there in the world, right? And it was very clear that when people use the word acceptance in our context, it's about accept that this is really happening, right? Well, and which more has a connotation of allowing, okay, this is really happening, you know, I'm really feeling anger, or it could be to accept that something socially is really happening, right? So Martin Luther King would accept that there is racism, in the sense of that it's real, but he wouldn't accept it that this is the way it has to be, right? So got very clear that we use the acceptance in both, with both meanings, both the it's really there, and the sense that this is a good thing, or it's okay to continue, or something like that, which is not what we're meaning. Yeah, great. Maybe last one before lunch, I think, just one more.
So I was thinking about a difficult work situation with someone,
oh, yeah.
and allowing, because I'm trying to process through that in a way, and what came up, which I think was an insight for me, was I was aware of, I was shifting my posture, and I had been doing it unconsciously and not really connecting what that was about, and I suddenly had the awareness or the insight that I was kind of pushing out my, I was trying to kind of increase my field, and I was changing my posture to get some stance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was collapsing at times, so I was
yeah.
thinking about it. And I was becoming aware of how I kept shifting my posture and what that was really about.
Mm-hmm.
And so having some connection with what was coming up and what was happening in the body. So
yeah, that's great.
Processing.
Yeah, great. It's part of that exploring, which especially with something, you know, our basic patterns, if we stay with them enough, they will keep repeating. And so we have ample opportunity for a large sample size, so to speak. And just to be able to see, okay, just to notice, oh, when I went to, when this thought was there for a while, here is what my body did. Oh, here's what it did later. Really valuable. We really want to study our types of thoughts and emotions, our main patterns carefully, know what they're like in the mind and body. When I work with people on looking into the judgmental mind, for example, it's very, very helpful to know when one's going into a judgmental place, what's the body like? And if you study it enough, you start to know, like, okay, you know, maybe with self-judgment, there could be a kind of collapsing, like you were saying. You know, maybe for me, like the hands get a little bit tight. And when I've studied that enough and I know the bodily expressions, sometimes in the flow of daily life, I will notice the bodily expressions before I notice the thoughts. Even the thoughts are just, they're happening, right? They're going, but I'm caught in them. But then I can really, because I've studied the body, often the body will come to my attention first and say, oops, oh, looks like that's happening, right? So this study of how all this manifests in the body, the emotions, which particular narratives are occurring, what's the storyline? We study this enough that in the flow of daily life, we notice it more quickly. A lot of this gets applied in daily life by particularly our difficult patterns. We notice, it's not that they go away, but we notice them more quickly. I notice that I'm going into catastrophic scenario number 3. Okay? And I notice it after 5 minutes rather than after 1 hour. And that's all the difference, right? And that's a very clear fruit of our practice. We notice in 5 minutes, we don't get so stuck. We can choose, okay, what should I do? Okay, it's arising, right? So this is a fruit, but it's a fruit of really knowing well our patterns, our habits, our forms of reactivity, studying them over and over again, to the point where we know them really well. So we have to have some patience. But you can, I think that example can really, you can really see where the fruits come very, very quickly.